96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinates, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. A majority of Wisconsin voters are still undecided about next year's primary for governor. 70% of Republicans and 81% of Democrats haven't picked a candidate, according to last week's Marquette Law School poll. Shali Pittman has more.
And another emergent issue in the Marquette Law School poll this time, large data centers. For those, 55% of voters say the costs outweigh the benefits. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. He says on this issue, party lines aren't clear.
It's not like we've had a huge debate for years about data centers the way we have about the Affordable Care Act. So the partisan lines are not clearly drawn at this point.
That could change if campaigns begin to stake out positions.
Check back in a year or 2 years and see if that party divide has developed on this issue.
The poll interviewed over 800 voters over a one-week period in mid-October. It has a margin of error at 4.5 percentage points. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Department of Natural Resources is looking to get more deer samples in central and northern Wisconsin areas to test for chronic wasting disease. During a briefing held on Tuesday, Deer herd health specialist Aaron Larson shared information about chronic wasting disease and deer health. Larson says that northern and central Wisconsin has become a priority area with newer detections, and they are interested in getting more samples to understand the levels of chronic wasting disease in those areas. The map to find sampling locations is located on the DNR website. Sawyer County Health and Human Services held a board meeting on Monday. The clerical administration announced that they went live with a new system called the Electronic Medical Record, also known as an EMR. The system is a digital version of a medical chart, which will help identify clients that are in multiple programs. Deputy Director Carrie Mann says that the electronic medical record will replace their old system, which did not have the capabilities that the electronic medical record has. Mann says the electronic medical record will also improve interdepartmental communication and help track clients closer and what programs they are in. The next meeting for Health and Human Services is December 9th. During a meeting for the Sawyer County Economic and UW Extension Committee, volunteer for the Wisconsin Snowmobile and ATV Alliance, Chris Treland Newman, reported that the Alliance and volunteer clubs are working on trail maintenance in preparation for snowmobile season. Treland Newman also reported the addition of a new trail between Twin Lakes Road and Highway 77 to take some of the traffic off of the right-of-way on Highway 77. District 7 Supervisor Thomas Duffy also reported that they have finished the brushing and mowing on the Birkebeiner trails. Duffy says that 8,500 skiers have already registered and they are expecting more. He also mentioned the upcoming training event, the Turkey Berkey, which will take place November 28th through November 30th. The next meeting for the Economic and UW Extension Committee will be on December 8th. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Five Serve Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, Deshaun got the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of an off and on shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers, maybe even a flurry or two mixing in where temperatures drop down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.